welcome to episode 19 of the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. This is the final installment of three interviews I conducted with the EA Home Care team while at MedTrade. The previous ones were episode 17, which was with Jay Witter, and that was about the effort to protect non-invasive ventilators from competitive bidding, and episode 18, which was with Laura Willard, and that was about the increasing involvement of third-party administrators in Medicaid managed care organizations. This last installment is with Kim Brummett, who's the Vice President of Regulatory Affairs for AA Home Care, and it's about a possible move by HHS to loosen the regulatory prohibitions against physician self-referrals when it comes to DME. The issue is formative, but it's also troubling, so you're going to want to pay attention to what Kim has to say.
I'm talking to Kim Brummett, who's the VP of Regulatory Affairs for the American Association for Home Care. And Kim's been tracking something that's related to physician self-referrals. And this is sort of a new development. And it's something that you guys are kind of monitoring and determining your what position the industry is going to take on it. Maybe, Kim, you could, well, first off, thanks for being on the podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So maybe you could kind of describe the overall issue and what's going on and why this is high profile, but we're still sort of waiting. We're in kind of wait and see mode. So let's start with a description of what's going on.
Yeah, so this is actually a proposed rule that's been issued by HHS, making some revisions or additional exceptions to the physician self-referral law. And also goes hand-in-hand with an OIG proposed rule that just came out, making some changes to the anti-kickback statutes. We have been not included in the exception for physicians as an industry for them to own and self-refer. There's a lot of differing opinions on whether we should or shouldn't be, but currently reading through the proposed rule, comments are due on December 31st, and formulating opinions that we will share.
Are there voices coming from the physician world or other places that want to be able to refer DME to themselves, basically?
There's lots of reasons to make some exceptions to the self-referral. I think Seema Verma is very big on making it leaner, allowing for more innovative models of care, which would require some changes or more flexibility, I think, in both of those requirements. So I see there's a lot of pressure. We also see maybe some manufacturers or different models in our industry where some see an advantage to that. But we're still formulating exactly what our opinion should be for the best of the industry.
Gotcha. And thinking about the pros and cons for the providers out there, what would they be?
For DME suppliers, there aren't many pros because it would allow a physician to either own a DME company and refer to that DME company or look at sleep labs, where a sleep lab might have the ability to dispense the CPAP device and to do the ongoing supplies. So there's lots of different innuendos we need to kind of work through and say, for the good of all, what would make the most sense going forward.
Okay, so comments are due
December 31st of this year.
So we got a little time to see how this issue kind of plays out and how the industry is going to study it and respond.
Yep, and we're working on it right now and should have, I think, some bullet point comments out in the next 30 days or so.
Gotcha. So if I had to describe the current situation, it would be watch this space.
Watch this space and look for those bullets and share your opinions, because we want to be sure we incorporate what our members really think we should do.
Okay. Kim, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks to Kim for that. We'll keep monitoring this issue and especially the public comments phase of the proposed rule. That'll close things up for episode 19. Yes, you're right. This is a quicker installment of the podcast than others, but this was just too important not to warrant an update. Don't forget to rate and review the HME Business podcast. And please, if you haven't already done so, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. And if you want to stay on top of everything that's happening in the industry, make sure to check out HME.com. academy-business.com and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there. And if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the print magazine there as well. Again, that's hme-business.com. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on both Facebook and Twitter, and I'm at Post-Acute News on Twitter. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via Twitter. Again, that's Post-Acute News. Or you can hit me up by email at DKO, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin, at 1105media.com. With that, we'll wrap things up. Thank you all very much for listening, and goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.